Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of the Vine Podcast. And we know we've been on a delay as of late, but we're back
again.
Yeah, we're back. And I guess we'll introduce ourselves again. I'm Will, editorial manager of MonsterVine.com. And you're our guest.
Yeah, whatever, I'm interrupting you. I'm Zach, now two parts of the, now one part of the two-man multimedia team, and yeah, we still do nothing. Woot!
And I'm Andy, and the cricket has just ended.
Aww.
Oh, also, I write stuff on MonsterVine.com.
He does reviews, apparently. Like, multiple
reviews. Yeah, not recently.
Yeah. The Maw.
It's alright. We haven't done much anyway in the last 2 weeks. But
I'll get back to it.
We'll get back to it. But yeah, we do this podcast because we actually want to do stuff now.
Why?
And we're missing our fourth man for this podcast. It's very sad. Need to get into the back of things, so we're going to talk about news that's been happening since our podcast has been derailed. did any of you guys know that EA is coming out with a Wii version of Dead Space?
It's going to be crap.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely terrible.
I just saw the trailer for it, and it looks like out of an N64 game.
It's gone first person. Yeah, they've gone a weird first person with it.
Yes, they have.
Really?
Which makes the whole concept of the HUDless game ridiculous, because you saw your health, your stasis meter, everything was on your back.
Yeah.
So now, unless you're playing it blind of all health, then I don't know what the hell they're going to do with it, unless, like, short of actually just giving it a HUD.
Yeah, they'll probably just give it a HUD, but I don't know. Right now, all I can imagine is, like, GoldenEye, but with weird three-legged zombies.
But giving it a HUD just removes the whole element of just, oh, there's a thing over there that's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Like, just jumping out from nowhere.
I'm just interested in seeing how the controls would work, because that motion-sensitive thing is going to definitely come into play for Dead Space.
Well,
but
obviously. That's how the Wii works, Will. You have this remote. It's kind of cool, actually. It follows your hand movements.
Oh, cool. I didn't know about that. So, yeah, it's going to be used somehow. And I don't know how
it's pretty much just going to be the gun, obviously. It's pretty much, here's how I think it's going to work. I think it's just pretty much going to have controls of Resident Evil 4, but now in first person, I guess. I don't know. So maybe we're going to have, like, Red Steel versus the Necromorphs. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go.
Well, I want to know, who is this game for? Because people that want to play a game like Dead Space would have already played it on the 360, PS3, or PC.
Right.
10-year-old kids are not going to be able to or want to play this game.
Yeah, this isn't going to the gimmick audience at all. I mean, games like Conduit and Mad World are going to sell on Wii because they're not coming out on any other system.
Yeah, Dead Space has been out on three systems for about, what was it, released November? So, like, 4 months?
October, but, so, yeah, 5 months.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want to play Dead Space, then you have by now, surely.
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to compromise the quality you can get on the PS3 and 360 when you don't get it on the Wii, you know?
Well, here's the short answer. EA wants money. They think, oh, wow, there's such a big fan base for the Wii. Don't laugh. Yeah, they just think there's such a big fan base over there, they're going to try to get some money, and I don't think it's going to go well for them. I think they're going to lose a shitload from this.
I think so, but they do realize that the Wii has potential to sell for EA, and they've been like, you know, the whole economy thing is very bad. Very, very bad.
Hmm.
Alright, so next news. Capcom is apparently going to announce a new game via the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Gasp.
And we're all speculating on what that's going to be.
Yes. I was actually just looking at a list earlier and decided it could be pretty much anything, since they've done every fucking thing in this earth that you could ever think of. But I'm guessing maybe Ghosts and Ghouls or Castlevania.
I don't know, Andy. What do you think?
I actually have no idea. If I'm honest, I haven't seen the story. But I want it to be either a new Castlevania or another Mega Man that's new but still looks old.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, they could horror Mega Man a bit more.
I'd buy it. Mega Man 9 was amazing.
I could not finish it, honestly. It kicked my ass.
Aww.
I stopped playing after I beat Galaxy Man. The one I beat.
Yeah, he's the easiest one.
Yeah, exactly. Kicked his ass. Proud. But... I don't know, what could they do with a new Castlevania? You think it'd just be an Xbox Live Arcade game, or...
Well,
think
I don't...
actually just... Go.
Why are they just releasing this news on Xbox Live? Why is that their way of doing it? I don't see... outside of it just being Xbox Live.
Yeah, definitely must be Microsoft.
It's definitely an Xbox exclusive, and I guess they're just trying to find a way to reach the audience to those who don't go on the computer and look at game news all day. And they're going to see this video like in the marketplace, and they're going to go, oh, I'm going to watch this, and then they're just going to think, oh my god, awesome, I want to buy it. Well, that's Capcom's logic.
Hmm. So we'll have
to... But I would buy a new Castlevania, definitely.
Andy, you bought the Sega Mega Drive shit.
No, I'm renting it. Then I'll buy it.
But yeah, that announcement is going to be made on February 23rd.
And Monday! Be there.
Yes, we'll hopefully see what happens here.
Totally going to be a new Capcom bowling.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah.
I hope so. I don't know. I think that'd be a good selling point.
I miss it. Wii bowling just doesn't cut it to Capcom bowling.
No, we need those avatars. Make more use of them.
It probably actually could be an avatar game, but yeah, let's move on.
There is some more news that I think that is pretty new. They're doing another. They're doing another American McGee's Alice game. They're doing the sequel to that, finally. Yes.
Are they really?
Yes, they are really.
That game was incredibly violent and awesome.
Yeah, they're definitely doing another one.
What's it coming out for?
Which is really cool. 360, PS3, and PC.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Buying.
9 years later.
I don't know, this year has been all about reviving old shit.
I do want to see, like, some of the, adventure games come back, like...
Escape from Monkey Island 5. This needs to happen.
The creator actually was joking around a while ago, saying it'll happen in 2009 or 2010. Well, it's here.
Getting close.
We gotten close. I mean, Penny Arcade and, Sam & Max series, but... We should...
I've never played a Sam & Max game, ever.
Nor have I, actually. I played the Penny Arcade games, they were good.
Well, I didn't, because I don't waste Microsoft points.
Why would that be a waste?
They're hilarious! You inject yourself with hobo urine.
What?
That is worth the price of
admission.
Why would
I want to do that?
It gives you, like, a strength boost or something. I didn't see what it did, I was just happy to do it.
You were happy... Okay, I don't want to know that portion of your life, Andy, I really don't.
Alright.
So that's
moving
DICE.
On.
That talks about... We're going to talk about a lot of shitload of trailers that came out during the
our
week...
Our absence.
At this term.
Yeah, Will turned 21. We kind of had to greet him into that.
Yes.
We've been out for 4 weeks.
Yeah. So, Sony released the new God of War 3 trailer, which everyone's getting hyped about, because it might come out this year. This year, right?
The game is supposed to come out this year, but I don't know. They're usually pretty faithful with their God of War like release dates, aren't they?
I think so.
That team has never had a delay, actually, as far as I can tell.
Is it been scheduled for this year? Have they actually said, yeah, it's coming out?
They said 2009. They said winter 2009.
They said the same for Infamous, but they said it would come out in the spring. And we're kind of in spring, so...
They pushed Infamous back to the fall.
They did?
Yeah, a while ago, actually.
That game better be amazing.
It's not going to be.
I know it's not going to be, but it really should be, the amount of time they've had to work on it.
Yeah, true.
Hopefully it won't be as bad as Mercs 2.
Sucker Punch keeps hyping it, and honestly, I don't know. It doesn't look it's good gameplay-wise, it really doesn't. I mean, Will must feel like I'm kicking in the pants here by putting down Sucker Punch, but have no history with good stories.
How can you talk about Sucker Punch like that? They made platforming genre.
Yes, this is not a platforming game, Will.
No, it has elements of a platforming in there.
No. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No,
you can climb buildings.
Will, it fucking doesn't.
That is an element of platforming.
What, climbing? Yes. I can climb in Halo 3 and Medal of Honor. Your move.
Not to the extent where you can climb an entire building like Uncharted.
Oh, I can climb up walls in God of War 3. Is that a platformer now?
No, that's...
So it doesn't have platforming elements.
There is platforming elements. Whatever, okay. We got off a tangent from God of War 3. So, yeah, the trailer.
I want to know Andy's thoughts about this.
It looks... I was expecting a bit more. It looks like God of War 2, but with next-gen graphics, which is kind of disappointing.
It's the God of War 2 engine, actually, so it's probably going to be.
Yeah, because the God of War 2 on the PS2 is just, like, such a, oh my god, why haven't all the PS2 games looked like this before? Because it was just nothing else looked like it, and then this God of War 3 trailer comes out, and it's, it looks just like every other game released on the 360.
PS3. Like, graphically, it actually looks worse than Devil May Cry 4.
Yeah, it looks... I'm guessing they're not done with it, obviously. But yeah. I was expecting something a lot more groundbreaking and a lot less meh.
Yeah, honestly, it's actually like they're trying to go the way of every other person. Like, it actually looks more... I don't know, I don't want to say cel-shaded because it isn't cel-shaded, but it looks more artsy. Like... You can see the lines in Kratos and like during the trailer, and looks like they're trying to go for a more artsy kind of look with the graphics.
I think they could use more emphasis on graphics, but I think it's always been about the gameplay, and I think that'll.
It's not about the violence, actually.
The violence in the gameplay, and hopefully it won't turn out like Heavenly Sword, the God of War.
I don't know if I agree with the gameplay thing, because if you be honest about it, the God of War gameplay is just kind of button mashy.
Yeah,
it's good so button mashy, but it's still button mashy.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. Especially, it actually has a lot of things about that shouldn't be that good. Like, God of War has always been giving you these spells and such that you never really want to use.
Yeah, I'd rather
just say, I've got these chain blades. I can rip people's arms off. Let's do this shit.
It's also a lot about the platforming. And the puzzle elements too.
I always played God of War for the ridiculous graphics, just because it just looks so amazing, and you never played anything like that before, and I wasn't so.
I kind of disagree because the original God of War's graphics were definitely not revolutionary.
All right, well, the second one then, at least.
Yeah, the second one, I don't know. It needed more of the first one. The first one had a lot of challenge in it. Did you play the first one?
Didn't finish it, but I played most of it.
Did you get to the ram boss fight, where you had that giant ram, you had to shoot logs at it?
Yeah.
It took me about an hour to realize I had to shoot logs at it, and that was actually pretty quick for most people. We need more boss fights like that in this God of War. We need confusing things that make you think. They were actually really good at that in God of War 1. They didn't do that in God of War 2 at all.
Well, in God of War 2, they were just kind of showing it off, like, hey, look what we can do. Look how good we can make this look. And it did look pretty good.
I'll admit the Colossus looked really badass.
Yeah.
Alright, so we don't have a final verdict on how this is.
They haven't showed us enough. They haven't.
They really haven't. They're just showing how many enemies you can put.
I'm guessing something really big will be announced at E3.
I think so.
Oh, definitely. I think actually God of War will be what they're ending with on E3. Either that or Versus 13.
I bet you.
But way too early for E3 predictions.
They will introduce a better sex mini game.
Woo!
That will blow.
On board.
God of War, hot coffee.
Alright.
Speaking of nudity.
How did they go hand in hand here?
I was moving on to Lost and Damned, but.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm jumping ahead a bit.
You not only jumped ahead of what our next subject is, you jumped ahead of DLC, and you almost jumped ahead of our conclusion there and Will's phone number. Where'd it fucking go?
It was too good to miss.
Capcom also released a trailer for the new Resident Evil 5 title, which I mistakenly put an error in the email that I'd sent out.
It's been out for a while now, Will. Are they coming out with a 64 version? Are they making it playable on the Sega?
Perhaps. I'm not denying anything.
Alright, so.
Yeah, trailer.
Resident Evil 4. 5. What happened to this new trailer? You and Andy watched it. You guys go. Go. I'm gonna go get a sandwich.
I haven't watched it.
I like how he left us hanging like this, because I'm the only one who actually watched it, and I told Zach to watch it, but he didn't watch
so
it.
So, Will, what was the trailer like?
It's just telling about the story of how the virus came to be, and like how it affects Resident Evil 5. They're showing a lot of like cutscenes from the game itself. Not much of gameplay. But it gives you kind of a background. Like, a lot of the stuff from Resident Evil 1 and 2 were found.
Is it unbelievably racist?
Well, they had a lot of black people in the
world. Goddamn racists.
I know. How could they put a...
I know, how can they possibly put a black person in a game? How can you possibly shoot a black person?
I know, that's utterly horrible. It's like...
Yeah. that whole argument seems so stupid to me.
It does. I think there's a justification for Jack Thompson.
Oh my god, are these barbecued
flavors? Justification for Jack Thompson to come back, but...
Nah, he's disbarred. Really, he's legally not allowed to come back. He's sitting down. He's sitting at home now at a desk, just angry, just shouting at the screen. Just, he can't do anything about it.
Okay, I'm back.
You can tell.
Sounds like Zach when he has computer problems.
Just sitting there looking at screen.
Oh yeah, when I'm trying to get IE to work Flash Player. Woot.
No one gets that but you, Zach.
Yeah.
Okay, so I heard shooting at black people's wrong, and then I looked at my game case and saw San Andreas glowing. So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't think that's a big of an issue.
Why haven't games like Saints Row or San Andreas or Grand Theft Auto 4?
Because I think it's the fact that they're sending a white dude to Africa to kill all these black dudes that people are like, whoa, you can't do that. But... it's just, I don't know, I don't see it as a viable argument.
Isn't it more racist to say all black people are like, yo, 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 homie, yo, than to just say, oh, there are black people in Africa, if I send a camera there, there will be black people.
Yeah, it just the whole thing seems kind of stupid and kind of argument for the sake of argument, basically. Just trying to...
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They just wanted money.
Just trying to create some sort of controversy about it, because that's what people like to do.
They just don't want Resident Evil 5 to come out. They were tired. They're just the. I guarantee those people are diehard Resident Evil fanboys that liked the whole massive third-person view where you could pretty much 2D. And they're like, fuck this new camera. Fuck it. Over-the-shoulder view.
Yeah.
They also might not totally like the fact that it's all in, like, daytime environments.
Hang on, if, you, so if you're going to call this racist for that, why wasn't Resident Evil 4 racist? Because you went to an Eastern European country to these horrible, like, disgusting, rudimentary villages and killed all these Eastern European people who just all had axes and scythes on them for some reason. Like, I'm going to go to Slovakia and kill all these hobos. Oh, look, this one's got an axe and lives in a shed made entirely out of mud. This argument should have been made a long time ago. Is what
slowly falling in love with Andy Jackson.
What I'm trying to say is, if the argument of it being racist was going to be made, it should have been made when 4 came out, because it's essentially the same thing, only different skin color.
I'm offended that Resident Evil 2 wasn't racist. I mean, sending a white guy to kill other white guys? What the fuck? White people are not in America. All right, what the fuck? I am tired of this. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how ridiculous this shit is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good point.
On the subject of Resident Evil 5, I mean, I hope this doesn't turn out to be an escort mission. Like the fourth title.
Yeah.
Fourth title wasn't really an escort mission. It was, okay, where's the nearest dumpster? Bitch in the shortest miniskirt I've ever seen. Hide.
I think, yeah, when I played it, again, I'm not going to say what I think about the game, because obviously it hasn't been released, but from the demo, it seemed like I was, when I played it single player, it seemed like I was constantly running around after, is it Sheva or Shiva? Sheva? Sheva. I was constantly running after her, because she was being, like, just chomped on by all these zombies, and I kept having to go back and protect her when she was being controlled by the CPU. And that's really annoying for me, because escort missions in any game are not fun. Maybe.
Yeah, it's true. They keep giving us these, and hell, I don't know what it is about developers who think, let's throw an AI to be dumb as shit and follow you is great, because didn't Assassin's Creed Director's Cut have nothing but
I think it had something to do with escort missions, I think. The only game I can actually think, I think the only game that's done escort missions well is probably Ico. But
for its time anyway, because you constantly did have to spin around and say, come here, bitch.
AI was generally okay, but I think that's more because the entire game was about that one escort mission that they could afford to spend all the time doing it. But Resident Evil 5, it's like, hey, look, there's this chick, and she's now on your side. Oh, by the way, she's being eaten again. So mind the guy that's eating you, go and help her. Okay, you've helped her. Now go back. Oh, wait, she's being eaten again. Which is going to kind of...
Honestly, the first time I loaded up the demo is what happened to me. I loaded up the demo, I was shooting some zombies, and I thought, okay, Sheva's kind of intelligent. She's shooting at certain people. I'm able to tell her to move this shit and do that. Alright, I was happy with it. That Grim Reaper-like guy, the executioner, comes in. I move to the side because I know big hammer plus me, brittle bones, equal hurt. So I run to the side. She doesn't. She stands there and watches it comes down. Game over.
Yeah, the whole point, I think, is to force people to play it online and to play co-op. And for me personally, that's not cool because I don't like co-op. But I guess...
Oh, please, you love Halo 3 co-op.
Leslie, we're not discussing that again. I can see if you're playing with a friend, like, or someone that's in the same room as you, I can see how it would be fun. So you could just talk to each other and do it like that. But when you're playing on, especially when you're playing online with strangers, like people you don't know, that's when I think the game's going to get really, really annoying, and even worse than just.
Especially when you join into some random game and there's some 12-year-old that's like, "Hi, guys."
But yeah, I can see it being good in certain situations, but I'm quite scared.
I don't join random co-op games, so I'll love it if I just get someone to play it with, but other than that, then...
I'm skeptical, then, about whether or not it'll be very good. The gameplay's still good, because it's...
It seems like they're really just trying to push an advance in the game. Like, they know that they're pretty much just copying Resident Evil 4, and they need something new. So they're just adding co-op.
If it didn't have co-op, then it would be very Resident Evil 4.5. Because they, apart from the co-op, they haven't really added anything else.
Yeah.
It's still... Yeah. You're a different dude, and you're in a different place, but you're still over the top shoulder, you're still shooting dudes, you're still...
Same gun, still moving bookshelves and opening doors.
So that you throw Chevre in, it's just, this game's gonna be amazing, they've got co-op, it's so different from 4. And if that co-op isn't any good, then, I don't know. Skeptical.
We don't know.
Will just wants to end this, I can tell.
We don't know, because we're going to take a break.
We didn't talk about DLC.
When we come back, we'll talk about DLC and releases for this week.
Preview, Prince of Persia Kick to the Balls ending. Spoilers ahead.
And how we need to fix Left 4 Dead. We'll be back. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Alright, and we're back with this podcast. We're going to talk about DLC that's been coming out, upcoming releases for this week, what we've been playing leading up to our end for the podcast. Yeah, so we're back, all
Woot.
Three of us are still here. So, yes, we should get down to it. Back to DLC. Left 4 Dead is apparently getting
about,
some
fool?
New content. Oh,
sorry.
Left 4 Dead is getting.
Join us today, Mr.
Mode,
T.
A new survival mode that's free for Xbox 360 and PC users, which is kind of surprising, coming from Valve.
Not really.
Microsoft.
I mean, they don't really give that much DLC.
Well, considering that DLC is usually for a price on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
And this time it's not, you know. I think it's kind of a gift.
I don't know. I think they're trying to do the Battlefield way of just constantly give us free updates. Same with Burnout.
I think. That could be a possible reason, too.
Or of a way of just saying, hey, here's the fix to our broken game.
It's surprising that Microsoft are letting it go out for free.
Yeah, really, no. They wouldn't even let Jonathan Blow put a premium theme of Braid up for free.
I know, because Valve have always been really good with free content for all their PC games, but all of the Xbox stuff, they've never been able to put out for free because Microsoft gets so annoying about it because they won't want to charge for their bandwidth.
What have they put out before? Did they put out anything for Team Fortress or something? Or
they were.
I don't think so.
They were going to, but then when they were told that they couldn't do it for free, they decided against it.
Oh, wow. I'm guessing that's why Microsoft actually let them up then, because it's like, look, you're either going to let us do it for free or we're not all pick.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, there's this bad relationship between Valve and Microsoft and how DLC should work.
It's actually a really good relationship between them. I mean, that's why they choose to release all their games on PC and 360, never on PS3. I mean, yeah, Orange Box got ported over by EA, but that's not Valve.
It's just about adding additional content. That seems to be kind of the issue between them.
But I mean,
else is fine.
But yeah,
they're really good together. They go hand in hand. What? Go, Andy.
I was going to say, Left 4 Dead isn't really adding additional content. It's just finishing the game. So I can see why Microsoft would let
it's
that go out for free.
Adding a survival mode as well.
That's just like to say, hey, sorry we didn't finish our game on time.
Here's some free survival
mode. Yeah, have some free stuff. Please don't hate
there's
us.
There's too many glitches and exploits we still need to fix. Here's some more content.
Everyone
loves
us. Here's
some more shit we'll probably need to fix later. Enjoy that.
Yeah. Too bad.
At least it's free.
Moving on. Burnout. Burnout has a lot of content updates.
This is actually a really controversial DLC. I mean, everything they do is normally free. Now all of a sudden they're like, give us $10.
Well, they're going all about legendary cards, which I guess they have a point in trying to kind of make people pay for this.
Well, I think they realized the amount of success that they had with all the free updates and thought, hey, we should charge for this because people really like it.
It doesn't seem unreasonable at all because you could just either buy it or not. It won't be adding or, like, expanding your content either way. It's just cars.
Yeah, well,
like, you get Back to the Future car.
Is anyone still that into
shit,
Burnout, though?
It's 88 miles per hour. You're gonna see some serious shit.
Is anyone still really that into Burnout, though, that they would go and pay for all or any of these cars?
I honestly never played Burnout until the other day where I tried out the demo and I honestly couldn't get into it. It was just like, hey, here's a sandbox driving game.
And
it's a sandbox driving game. That's it.
I really enjoyed it, but there are so many vehicles in that game already that I don't really want to be paying for some that look like a car from a movie. Because there's enough vehicles in that game to justify.
Unless it like changes the environment to the 1950s, I don't care.
Yeah, so there's just enough cars in there already.
All the free stuff has been pretty good. They added like a day-night feature.
Yeah,
and
the
motorcycles.
The two patches they did were amazing. The Cagney update and the bikes update.
Mm-hmm.
Both added a ridiculous amount of stuff.
Airplanes in the future.
Apparently.
Odd for Burnout.
Are they really adding airplanes? Are you serious?
Yeah, they're gonna add.
It's been a long-running rumor, at least.
Why wouldn't I just get Tom Clancy Hawks instead, where it's an actual good piloting game?
I don't know.
Because they didn't have the money to buy Tom Clancy's soul. Ubisoft did.
Yeah. Alright, so the next DLC is Prince of Persia, which is kind of the same as Left 4 Dead in that you're paying for content that should have been in the game in the first place, instead of leaving you with that cliffhanger ending.
Yeah, this was totally their way of saying that we want $8.
Ubisoft wants money because apparently having babies and pets and selling to the Wii crowd isn't enough for them.
I really love how that I'm sorry, Eddie, I interrupted you. You can go in a sec. But yeah, I just saying, I love how the only 360 owners are getting this. The like PS3 owners aren't worthy of having the story finished for them.
I think it's supposed to bridge between the sequel for the title. It's not really, I don't know. If it really does add that significant storyline in there, I guess it would leave PS3 owners hanging.
Yeah. I don't know, Andy, you had a point to make?
Yeah, again, it like the Left 4 Dead thing, it's just, it's like the developers have said, yeah, well, we wanted to release the game for Christmas, and so we had to cut some stuff that wasn't finished out yet, and now we found where we left that stuff that we cut out, and we're going to charge you for it. Because we can.
I really think that they put that ending together last second. Like, I mean, it doesn't feel like they just put together last second, but, because the way they just did it, but, I don't know. It seemed like there was definitely more, and I mean, just randomly saying, to be continued with an achievement. Okay, I got... we've all played the game, right? We've all beat it?
Yep.
Okay, because, spoilers ahead, people listening, if you haven't beat it, the whole releasing Armin again thing, just, it felt like a what the fuck, why am I doing this sort of thing, and now it's like, oh, we're gonna redo that in the DLC, but I'm really wondering if we're actually gonna defeat Armin again, and it's just gonna make it so we release him again, so the PS3 owners aren't left out.
I don't know, as I said, I think it's trying to, like, establish, trying to, like, the sequel, because Armin's definitely going to be in the sequel. We're not going to kill him again in the DLC.
Armin's actually in the DLC. We've seen the villain, and it's being controlled by Armin.
Yeah, but he's not actually going to be the boss again.
We didn't know Armin was going to be the boss in this one, to be fair.
I thought, yeah.
It was never told. We were just told about the father of Elika. That was it.
Yeah. So, I guess, in that case, like, DLC should expand on the storyline, but it won't give you that much where it's giving you a full story.
Who knows?
It's just trying to make ends meet where they didn't in the conclusion of it. And hell no, I would not go for those light seas again.
Yeah, I'm buying it. I love Prince of Persia. I don't actually see how you two hate the light seas. Personally, they never got in my way. I really never went on my way to get them. I was just leaving the level, and it's like, oh, look, here's some light seeds on my way.
But if you didn't, it was repetitive.
Yeah, and it was just... it wasn't fun. To be playing a collect-a-thon, but cel-shaded. I want to stab things and jump around. I don't want to be collecting these things.
I don't know, Psychonauts was a collect-a-thon, and that was a great game.
Psychonauts was good. That's the difference there.
Prince of Persia was great. And, I don't know, Psychonauts makes it into my top 10 personal favorite games easily, but yeah, Prince of Persia was still great. It's definitely not a bad game.
Definitely has its flaws too, but...
Well, the flaws mainly lie in the combat, where they had the most ridiculous and unresponsive reaction commands.
Yeah, but the...
Hey, in the DLC, more quick time events.
They fucking better not.
I really think so, with that new power or whatever they do.
Do you know what I think about the Prince of Persia quick time events?
What? You crazy fool!
I'm gonna put that down now.
Well, keep
put
it handy.
We're about to
go into some... Grand Theft Auto 4 discussion, because DLC Lost and Damned expansion is out. So, actually, I never played it. So, Zach played it.
What? You would just drop the bomb on me? Fuck. Well, right now I'm flipping off my screen. This is a very Grand Theft Auto like attitude. So, okay, let's do this. It's actually very fun. It's a lot different. As you all know by now, especially if you were watching our live blog of the Spike TV VGAs, I fucking hate Grand Theft Auto 4 with a fucking passion and want to fucking die in a fucking rock. But yeah, this is actually good. It's actually good.
It's surprisingly good.
It's actually like, if I had to compare it to another Grand Theft Auto, it would be like Vice City.
and it has controversy, which,
Naked Man!
Yeah, that one little part where he isn't really naked, all we do see is, like, a 3-second bit of ass where I just look away from the screen because it's a man.
No, no, you see the whole Wang and Wang friends.
What?
Have you not seen it?
Fucking balls.
That is fully animated.
Well, you see the man's Dragon Balls? Is this what you're telling me?
Yep, you see the whole thing for a good 10 seconds.
I don't know, he was looking away, so we can't really say that he was looking at it, unless, yeah. I don't want to get into this discussion.
Yeah, let's move on. Well, before we move on, I just want to say I won't be buying The Lost and Damned, because over in England, it's DLC based only, so I can't take it back once I'm bored of it.
But then you'd be missing out on Grand Theft Auto.
I played through 4. I really didn't like it. I was really disappointed. I don't want to spend any more money on it. I'm done with it. I'm gonna go play, I don't know, Persona 3 again.
Yeah. Andy, I disagree. I really think you should buy this game. I really do. Because they've improved the bike handling, so the bikes are fun. In fact, I prefer them more than cars now.
The bikes weren't the problem. The problem was wasn't fun.
Now there's no crazy emotional story with some retarded Russian. It's not about the American dream that doesn't exist.
I think I'll just get annoyed because The Lost and Damned is basically what I want the whole game to be. I don't want it to be this expansion pack. I want it to be a 50-hour version of The Lost and Damned because it's ridiculous, over-the-top GTA.
It's actually a really long campaign, like, and the multiplayer got updated. It's actually been really fun playing. It's actually apparently like 8 hours. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, but I want the full GTA to be like The Lost and Damned, not like 8 to 10 hours of it. Well, I want them to re-release it.
8 to 10 hours.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
You should.
Sorry.
You should. You should review the shit out of it.
No, I'm reviewing. I'm reviewing the Mega Drive collection.
Whatever. All right, moving on. It's fun. It's got weapon updates, and the bike controls actually worth it. Everything's funny. It's a traditional GTA. I'm for it. Everyone out there who can hear my voice, buy it.
Apart from me.
Because Microsoft paid millions worth for this exclusive.
Well worth it.
I guess so. I don't know how many hours it takes to complete it, though.
I think first time is 8 hours, but anything after that will be like 2.
Okay. Sounds good. So, the other game that came out this week is Street Fighter 4.
Woot!
I have not played it.
Nor have I.
But I really actually want to buy it just because it's actually the only fucking good-looking fighting game out there. What do we got? We got Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, which is the most button-mashing thing ever.
That was fun.
Calibur 4, which is the most money-hoary thing ever. And now we got Street Fighter 4, which is actually a skill-based fighter, and it's taking us back to the roots of Street Fighter 2.
Okay, I disagree with the fighting thing because I really liked MK versus DC because it was easy. And I really wanted to get into Street Fighter 4, but to be even nearly good enough to play it, I would need to build a time machine and go back to when Street Fighter 2 was around, because I'm not going to buy Street Fighter 4 because I know I won't be able to play it properly.
Honestly, it doesn't take much to be skilled at Street Fighter. All you got to learn is how to do a couple moves in the story mode and such. Just learn how to do those, and you can go online and play it. I mean, you'll definitely encounter some really Street Fighter junkies, but I'm sure not everyone's like that. I'm sure there are a couple 5-year-olds you'll run into that are trying to say, now which buttons to kick?
Yeah, it definitely looks really good. I really like the kind of inky, stylish look that they've done.
One thing I can't stand about the game, though, is anime cutscenes. Did you see those?
No.
The game has full-out cartoony anime cutscenes. with the worst voice acting in history, and it would have been so much better if they just used the in-game engine.
Yeah, the in-game graphics look pretty good. I haven't seen any of the anime cutscenes, so I can't say, but yeah. I'm not buying it. It's just...
Andy's just not looking forward to any of these releases coming out.
Well, no, I didn't like GTA, and I'm not good enough at Street Fighter to win anything, so... It's pretty lose-lose. I'll be playing my Mega Drive collection.
You go fucking play Echo the Dolphin.
Hell yes.
Alright. So, what else is left? Oh, yes, what we've been playing.
Woot.
So, what
Andy's first
have
has got a massive
playing?
List.
Yeah, we'll probably skip talking to some of these. But yeah, Persona 3 Fez still... Digital Devil Saga 2, which no one has ever heard of. Devil May Cry...
But never gonna play it.
Yeah, Devil May Cry 4, which I've only just got and played a bit of, which is really good, and Left 4 Dead. Oh, and
So I want to hear our reviewer's opinion of Left 4 Dead.
Okay, well, I played it for 3, maybe 4 hours, and was done with it for good.
Why is that? I mean, it's a ridiculously fun game. It's addictive.
Well, that's more of a personal thing that I don't like co-op. And I played through all the campaigns once and played through about 2 others on versus mode and then never wanted to play it again because I'd seen pretty much everything it had to offer.
Did you enjoy it? Or?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really fun for what it was, but it didn't really have... For me, it didn't have any replay value. Because it was they only had those 4, like, 45-minute long campaigns. But what I did play of it was fun.
Hmm. What did you think, what are you thinking of Devil May Cry so far?
It's a Devil May Cry game, and that it's brutally hard. And...
What?
Right, it's...
What? No! Normal mode was so fucking easy. You wanna know what I've been trying to play? I've been trying to play that on Dante Must Die recently. Not recently, but, like, I tried to play it in the summer on Dante Must Die. And it's that fucking hard. I can't do it.
Yeah, it looks pretty... It looks amazing. Well, it's a Devil May Cry game, so it should. The fighting's cool. Nero is cliche as hell. But...
I know. He's the perfect JRPG cliche.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a fun game. I like stabbing things. So I enjoy Devil May Cry 4. Also, the other game I've been playing is Joint Strike 1942. Because there is a 6-point achievement, and I finally got my game score back to a multiple of 5. I've been stuck on a 9 or a 4 for so long. Finally back.
Oh my god.
Nice. Welcome to the good side of the achievement world, not those who bought Ultimate MK3 and are pissed.
Yeah. I got my 9 from FIFA. I'm not paying 50 hours of FIFA.
Oh, wow.
So, Zach, what have you been playing?
Oh, fuck you. You would ask.
It's the what have you been playing segment.
I've been playing Halo 3, of course.
Yes.
I was trying to get annually last night for a friend. I already have the achievement. I went through this hell. And for those of you who don't know, annually is the achievement where you have to beat the last level of campaign on Legendary with 4 people over Xbox Live, and it has to have Iron Skull on, which is basically it makes it so if one person dies, there's no respawn. Instead, you just go back to the last checkpoint. And instead of going in a Warthog or something, you have to do the damn thing in Ghosts. And that is bloody hard. I'm never fucking doing that ever again. Ever. We didn't even get the achievement last night because someone bailed.
Go.
We got to the end where it was like 70% chief, floor it. And that was it. We didn't get any further.
And away from Halo 3? Or is your Halo 3 fanboyism all encompassing?
Yes, that's all I've been playing is Halo, 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 nonstop. Watched some Halo hentai earlier even. That's how fucking Halo dramatic I am. But no, I also played Bioshock, and I'm sad. It made me sad.
In a sad as in, oh man, the story was so sad, or sad as in, Wow, that was really lame.
Sad as in, wow, that was really lame. That was the worst 1 minute and 26 seconds of my life there. That fucking ending. For those of you who don't know, there's three
spoilers.
Endings, really two endings, just one's in a different tone of voice. And the whole game's great. I loved the entire game. I was playing it. I was on the edge of my seat. The game actually was really sucking you in. There were points where you were like, I was just like, wow, that sucks. Alice's family just died. Or, yeah, there's spoilers ahead. wow, or these two omnipotent people. This omniscient character with this guy who controls everything. Just clashing it out by manipulating me with one phrase. It made no sense at all, but I was for it. I was having fun with it. And I loved fighting the big daddies. I loved the difficulty, even though you could get revived at any point.
You could die your way through the whole game.
It's true. The fire chambers are a bitch. But yeah, I loved it. And then the fucking ending. You're battling Atlas, or Fontaine, or whatever the fuck his real name is, at the end there. And he's got all this atom. You're injecting him one of the little sister things. You're sucking all the atom out of him. He's powerless. Smacks you across the face. He's lecturing you about how he created you, how you're like a son to him. And I was just waiting for something amazing to happen. Then the little sisters jump him and just start shanking him through the heart. And I was on the edge of my seat, pretty much screaming in my head. And then your character gets up. And that was the worst minute of my life where, A, unless you saved all the little sisters, it's pretty much your guy says, now I'm going to extract all of you, I'm going to become what Fontaine was, and I'm going to steal a nuke and conquer the world. Because that somehow makes fucking sense. That's how Fallout starts, apparently. And,
You're saying then, Bioshock and Fallout are linked?
Yes.
Wow.
No, I'm not. But, yeah. Then there was the other ending, the good ending, which apparently you let them all free, and then they come back to your deathbed, and this first-person view, and you have a family. And I didn't want it. It was just bad. It was the worst one-minute cutscene of my life. It needed a Metal Gear-style ending, and it just didn't develop, and I couldn't get into it.
But you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Waiting for the sequel, then.
I may not buy it unless I hear the ending's fucking... Unless I see that the ending is fucking spectacular and that at least three people orgasmed to it, it's not happening. I'm not buying it.
Moving on. Will, what have you been playing?
Pretty much demos at this point.
What demos?
I played Halo Wars demo, which is actually pretty interesting because I like the cutscenes.
The cutscenes
seems to be the one thing I hear from everybody who's played that. No one's like, oh my god, I love being a Spartan, or oh my god, everyone's like, yeah, these cutscenes are pretty fucking epic.
They are. I saw the Elite versus Spartan fight at the beginning. It's just ridiculous.
There were Spartans at the beginning?
No.
There were Spartans at the beginning.
There was like ODSTs, maybe.
Oh, the one, I know what one you're talking about, the one where they're like in the desert and they're like, all the Elites are coming at them and talking about how they just were saving the planet. Is that one?
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a teaser trailer, so I saw that one a while ago.
Oh, yeah. And then, I actually got a chance to play the Afro Samurai demo, which was...
How did you get a hold of that?
It's on Xbox Live Marketplace.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, pretty mindless for what it is.
Yeah. How long is the demo?
It's not that long. Whoa. You just go to a level and
imagine
you don't even get to fight the boss at the end.
Imagine that, but a whole game, and that's Afro Samurai.
Oh, awesome!
It's pretty.
I do like the voice acting.
Well, it's
yeah. We all know you love Sammy J.
I love him too.
Don't.
We share surnames.
I actually need to go pick up Grand Theft Auto 4, which I will do.
Oh my god.
No, you don't.
Why? We've nothing but warned you not to.
Because I wanted to pick up the DLC.
That's bad when the games come to that much that it's like, oh, I'm going to buy Grand Theft Auto 4 just to play Lost in the Damned.
Well, would you buy... Yeah. If 2 Human got some really cool DLC, would you buy that back again, Zach?
Dude, don't even fucking kid. How good of DLC are we talking here? Like, what would they have to have changed?
Sephiroth. That's all I can think of.
No. For me to actually buy a two-human DLC, one, we'd have to kill off Dennis Dyack. That would have to happen first, I'm sorry. Two, we'd have to get rid of the right analog stick as sword. It needs to be buttons. Then maybe, I'm thinking about it.
I can't believe I bought that game.
For $9. I paid six.
No. It was £10, which is about $56,000.
$5. What?
I don't know what the exchange rate is.
It's paid like half, so £5 is like $10, so yeah.
No, I paid £10 for it, so it was like...
Oh, so $20, okay.
About that, yeah. And I will never ever play it.
You're totally gotta play it just to laugh at it. It's just... Well, I mean, you'll actually like the first level, because the first level, I think, is actually how this whole game should have kind of been.
Well, I've played it before. I've played a couple of hours of it before. But I didn't get any of the points.
Sucks for you.
I know.
I say play the whole game and just laugh at it.
And then cry.
Yeah. Because honestly, I was able to actually enjoy the game up until the second level where they had to make some bongo music for some reason, and I can't kill shit to bongo music. And then just copy and paste the same area over and over again and make me do the same thing constantly. Then a boss fight that made no sense. Then a third level that I don't even remember.
Yeah, we should stop talking about Two Human. For several reasons.
Besides the fact that it's just bad. Alright, yeah. Move on.
This is so, boring. We have site updates.
Yes, well, what site updates do we have? You're up first.
Yeah. I'm up first because we actually need to update that site.
Oh, bad.
It looks like a desert. Wasteland right now.
The last thing we had was my Mythic Macpack date, thank you.
And I'm still appreciative of having Newswires for Nintendo.
Thank you, Sarah!
Yeah,
we do appreciate that.
Yeah, go Sarah. But where's Mark?
That Resident Evil 4, that Resident Evil retrospective that he's doing, that someone, yeah.
Go, Jiri. Go, our Nintendo team. Everyone else fucking is lazy.
Yeah, where's Mark? What happened to
him?
He's
on MSN all the time. I've talked to him. It's just that he's just not updating. He actually just recently changed his MSN name to Mork. I don't know if that's supposed to be funny or... I find it kind of awkward.
Yeah. Mork. Well, in other site-related news, we finally came to the stunning conclusion to... let go one of our prestigious staff members. Carlos is sadly no longer with us since we last did one of these.
Oh, Danny boy. Yes, we will miss our world's greatest punchline.
We do have a replacement.
We do have a replacement who is just as active as Carlos was. You think I'm joking?
I know. The funny thing is, you're not joking.
What's his name again? Jerome? Is that it?
I don't know.
Jeremy? Jerome? Whatever. Jeremy, if you're listening to this, I have an important announcement for you. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I really, really want you to pay attention to this. I want you to go to MSN.com. I want you to just click Messenger. I want you to download fucking MSN Messenger. That's it. No one uses AIM on our site. It's bad.
That's pretty much true.
Not
so,
to mention, I can't contact this guy. I really can't. I get on AIM and I look for him and I can't find him. I add him, he's just never on. So we have a new punchline.
Awesome. So, I believe Zach has some updates.
Well, first off, I'm listening to your roommates. So their conversation's very intriguing. I mean,
there's a thing you can do. It's called ignore.
There isn't though, because these people listening to this boring 30 minutes are really gonna be saying, "Wow, this is funny as hell."
What do you have?
What do I have?
Lay it down, Jack.
I need a drum roll. I need a drum roll. Andy, could you give me a drum roll?
Dum 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 dum.
Okay, my announcement. I ordered a capture card.
Dim, dim,
oh my
dim.
God.
We'll all put in some dramatic sound effects there.
Okay, but yes, yeah. I ordered a capture card because I finally got my money back from UPS. I got my $50 back, and I ordered a Dazzle, which apparently work really well. So I'm happy. That's it. I'm actually have been plotting new videos, and our multimedia team may actually fucking do something.
That's a lie.
We'll see. I mean, there is the concept of my ADD.
You haven't even done that. Curse of Monkey Island bet thing.
Hey, that was not my fucking fault. That program I actually got had a hacking tool in it, so fuck off. No. I was trying to record it with Camtasia, and I showed you the footage, didn't I? I know I showed Andy the footage.
What you talking about, fool?
Put it away.
Yeah, you did show me the footage, and it did look pretty bad, but you might actually be able to do something now.
I couldn't do anything with that footage. I actually probably will never finish Escape from Monkey Island now, and it was boring as shit, so it wasn't even that fun to mock.
I gotta work with this crazy fool.
Sorry,
that was actually perfect. I'm sorry, but it's a terrible game. There's just nothing happening.
You
just wander around from one spot to talk to people, and then you wander to another spot to talk to people, and you just press P on every single button. No, you just press P on every single fucking butt thing.
You got a problem with it.
Pick something up, then you take it back to when you have to do something, and it's just that boring. There was nothing happening.
What does Mr. T say?
Oh, hang on, I just had it.
You got a problem with it.
Yeah, I do have a problem with that, Andy. I do. I have a fucking problem with
what is your problem?
Happening.
What is your main problem?
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not falling for that setup. My main problem, you know what my main problem is? My main problem is Dennis Dyack.
Yeah, all right, that. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's justification there. Okay. So, yeah. Capture card, woohoo.
Woot.
In more important news, I'll be doing a Sega Mega Drive collection review.
Woot.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
His cat may even have a segment in it.
It's called something different over here. We just got the Sega Mega Drive Ultimate Collection of Death, Glory, Doom, and Amazingness. You have,
what's
like,
it called over here?
Sonic's collection of lame.
Oh, yeah, with Echo the Dolphin.
Hell yeah.
They figured the word Sonic would sell better than Sega. That's kind of a bad... That's bad for Sega.
Yeah. As long as Sonic Unleashed isn't on there.
It is.
I think we're done. Pretty much end with this show.
Wow.
Look forward to next time, where we talk about Mad World, Resident Evil 5 again.
Star Ocean 4.
A lot of crap, a lot of titles we never got.
Soch will be here, we promise. No, Francis.
We don't promise that.
I promise that. I will get him on our next fucking podcast.
Zach, he resigned.
That will be your head.
He did not.
He resigned 10 minutes before we went on air.
You crazy fool.
Yeah. He actually said he'd be proud to come on as a guest, and we did not confirm a resign yet because right now, it's still up in the air. There's nothing official going on. Right now, it just has bad scheduling problems because there's a strike going on in his school. His college, university, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And it makes it very hard to schedule our podcast around him. So now he feels guilty and stressed. And we miss you, Sos. We need you. This podcast is proof.
That's not what you were saying off there. About how much you hated him. And about how he was dragging the show down.
What?
We won't get into that discussion.
No. What, Andy? I didn't even hear what you said.
I think we're done.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Yep, we're done.
We're not done, goddammit. Andy, you explain the three.
We're done.
Stop recording now.
Fine, Zach out.
Bye.
We're done.